So what are we talking about? Mothman.
Bombastic Side Eye.
Mothman!
I want to do Bombastic Side Eye. Let me just... There. Bombastic Side Eye.
There's nothing...
Have we heard of it yet?
Yeah, there's nothing paranormal about Bombastic Side Eye.
Everything's paranormal about Bombastic Side Eye.
So
when someone does the Bombastic Side Eye to you, you're cursed now.
Welcome to the Campfire Compendium. As always, I am your host, Dad, with the lovely Nora and Leela.
Hello.
You switched us up.
I did. I pointed the wrong way.
She's not
as Nora. As always with the lovely Leela and Nora.
How dare you?
Slay!
I'm so offended right now.
You know, when I said it and I pointed, I realized I had gone the wrong direction entirely.
Yeah, I feel so offended.
It does. All right, so on this week's episode...
Mothman.
We are going to do the Mothman.
Yes! No. Yes! Yes! No. Yes!
Ew! Ew! I'm just so excited for this one. Someone put her in a cage. I've been waiting.
I'm just banning you from like any pop culture that's happening right
I've
now.
I've been begging what? Him to do Mothman.
That's why you should put her in a cage with Mothman.
Right.
Yes! And she's going to become a Mothman fangirl.
Are we ready?
I would dig a Mothman hoodie.
All right.
I know you would.
Dig, lift, throw. Dig, lift, throw. Goes the work of the grave digger. Dig, lift, throw. Dig, lift, throw. 2 feet wide, 6 foot deep a hole. Dig, lift, throw. Dig, lift, throw. Wiping sweat and piling dirt. Dig, lift, throw. Dig, lift, throw. What's above them now?
Is that his name or something?
Are you reading a poem?
I was doing creative writing. Is that not allowed?
Yes. Are you just reading a poem?
Well, I was like, I wanted to do something dramatic to open this. It failed miserably.
Oh my God, so much drama.
You'll get there.
Drama king. Drama king.
On November 12th, 1966, while working in a cemetery in Clendenin, West Virginia, a group of gravediggers spotted a massive figure flying above their heads from tree to tree. They described what they saw as a brown human being. Just jumping from tree to tree or flying from tree to tree.
It's a monkey. Monkey with wings.
3 days later, two young couples, Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Millette, were driving at night along State Route 62 near a former National Guard armory. This area was known as the TNT area or simply TNT. As the couples drove along the deserted country road, their headlights shone upon a winged creature standing near the side of the road. It stood 6 to 7 feet tall, and the headlights made the eyes glow a bright, bright red. Startled and panicked by what they were seeing, the four began to speed back to town with the creature making screeching sounds and flapping behind them. It pursued them as far as Point Pleasant, West Virginia, city limits, where it disappeared as mysteriously as it appeared. Linda would later describe the creature to the police as being a slender, muscular man about 7 feet tall with white wings. However, due to the hypnotic red glow of the creature's eyes, she was unable to make out a face. Couple C, man-sized bird, creature, something. The Point Pleasant Register, Wednesday, November 16th, 1966. It was a bird or something. It definitely wasn't a flying saucer. Two Point Pleasant couples said today they encountered a man-sized bird-like creature in the TNT area about midnight last night. Sheriff's deputies and city police went to the scene about 2 o'clock this morning but were unable to spot anything. But the two young men telling their story this morning were dead serious and asserted they hadn't been drinking. Steve Millett of 3305 Jackson Avenue and Roger Scarberry of 809 30th Street described the thing as being about 6 or 7 feet tall, having a wingspan of 10 feet and red eyes about 2 inches in diameter and 6 inches apart. It was like a man with wings, Millett said. It wasn't like anything you'd see on TV or in a monster movie. The men and their wives were in Scarberry's car between 11:30 p.m. and midnight when they spotted the creature near the old plant adjacent to the old National Guard Armory buildings. The creature was seen standing on 3 occasions and was described as being extremely fast. It flew about 100 miles an hour. It was a clumsy runner. Deputy Millard Halstead said he had seen dust in the vicinity of the coal field, but it could have been caused by the bird, he said. I'm a hard guy to scare, Scarberry said, but last night I was for getting out of there. They did just that, but the thing followed them. They said it was hovering above the car, apparently gliding, until they reached the National Guard Armory on Route 62. We went downtown, turned around, and went back to, and there it was again, Millett said. It seemed to be waiting on us, he said. The light gray-like creature then scurried through a field. It also had flown across the top of the car. It apparently is afraid of light, Millett reasoned, and maybe it thought it was scaring us off. The young men said they saw the creature's eyes, which glowed red only when their lights shined on it, and it seemed to want to get away from the lights. They said it looked like a man with wings, but that the head was not an outstanding characteristic. Both were slightly pale and tired from lack of sleep during the night following their harrowing experience. They speculated that the thing was living at the vacant power plant, possibly in one of the huge boilers. There are pigeons in all the other buildings, Millett said, but not in that one. If I had seen it while by myself, I wouldn't have said anything, Scarberry commented. But there were 4 of us who saw it. They said it didn't resemble a bat in any way, but maybe what you would visualize as an angel. The last time they saw it, it was at the gate of the C.C. Lewis Farm on Route 62. They heard a sound like wings flapping, and they said the bird rose straight up like a helicopter. This doesn't have an explanation to it, Millett said. It was an animal, but nothing like I've seen before. Are they going back to look for the creature? Yes, Millett said. This afternoon and again tonight. Today, Scarberry said, but tonight, I don't know. Over the next few days, more people reported having seen this Mothman, as the news had named it. These reports included our gravediggers from before and 2 volunteer firemen who refer to as a large bird with red eyes. Another sighting claiming to have happened some 90 minutes before the events outside of Point Pleasant was reported by Newell Partridge of Salem, West Virginia. So, to kind of simplify that, you have our 2 couples in their car. They see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The gravediggers I mentioned at the beginning had seen it 3 days before. And then about an hour and a half before our 2 couples had seen it, another guy had seen it out by his farm.
What was the body's color? They said white wings. What?
So our gravediggers said brown, but our married couple said gray. So from another newspaper, the United Press International, 8 people say they saw creature from the United Press International, November 18th, 1966. And we're going to talk here. This is going to talk about Newell and his sighting, okay? Newell Partridge, who lives 100 miles to the north, said he feels it may have had something to do with the disappearance of his $350 German Shepherd dog, Bandit. Partridge said he sighted the thing in a meadow near his home in Doddridge County about 50 minutes before the Point Pleasant sightings. Partridge said his television set began acting like a generator, and Bandit started carrying on something terrible. Partridge said he shined a flashlight into the field and saw something with eyes like red reflectors. The dog's hair stood straight up, he said, and the animal went into the field. The dog never returned, Partridge said, and there was no trace of it in the morning.
So the dog went into the field to
chase it and didn't come back. Dun, dun, dun.
The dog got eaten by him or Bigfoot.
As always, in the shadows, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot and Mothman, imagine they're friends. We never saw a Mothman actually hurt anyone.
All right, so next little section here, okay? Now, like, the Mothman never hurt anyone, or did it? Or did it know people were going to get hurt? Just over a year later, in 1967, disaster would strike the small community of Point Pleasant. Connecting the town of Point Pleasant to the town of Gallipolis, Ohio, Across the river was the Silver Bridge. The bridge was built in 1928 at a time when cars were much smaller and much lighter. For a reference, the cars of 1928 weighed approximately 1,500 pounds, whereas the cars of 1967 weighed in at about 4,000 pounds. I mean, in modern cars today, can be even heavier.
Dang.
Right? Anyway, on the evening of December 15th, during rush hour, an I-bar near the top of the bridge cracked and a suspension chain snapped. With its delicate equilibrium disturbed, the bridge collapsed into the icy Ohio River below, taking cars and pedestrians with it. In total, 46 people lost their lives. Some people would claim they had seen the Mothman flying near the bridge or maybe even sitting on part of the bridge before its collapse. Some people would say that the sightings of the Mothman the year before were a prophecy or an omen that something bad was going to happen. In 2016, WCHS-TV published a photo purported to be Mothman taken by an anonymous man while driving on Route 2 in Mason County. Science writer Sharon A. Hill proposed the photo that showed a bird, perhaps an owl, carrying a frog or a snake away, and wrote that there is zero reason to suspect it's a Mothman as described in legend. There are too many far more reasonable explanations. Today, a 12-foot-tall chrome statue adorned with large wings and ruby-red eyes stands in the middle of downtown Point Pleasant. Across the street is a Mothman museum, and the town hosts an annual festival dedicated to the cryptid. The festival attracts between 10 and 12,000 visitors to the small town every year. The museum offers Mothman tours, complete with a visit to the TNT area where the beast was suspected to hide. So, that previous paragraph, right?
Yeah.
We're going to come back. I have that picture that we just talked about. But I want to talk about some other things first. Of Mothman. What could Mothman be, right? You think it might be a bear with mange again?
No.
Because bears don't fly. He could
be just like,
Let's talk about it, okay?
Eagle.
So one of the prevailing hypotheses is that the sightings were caused by a sandhill crane that had ended up hundreds of miles off its migration pattern. The sandhill crane ranges in size from 2.5 to 4.5 feet tall, with a wingspan of 5.5 to over 7.5 feet. They're gray to brown in color and have a red forehead. However, Daniel A. Reed, a member of the West Virginia Skeptic Society, examined the migration patterns and historically reported sightings of sandhill cranes in the area of Point Pleasant, West Virginia, and proposed that in cases where eye shine was not noted, it was statistically more likely that the witnesses were seeing and misidentifying a great blue heron instead. And then along with the crane and along with the heron, we can also include a barn owl as a suspect for our Mothman. People think it might be an owl because at night, whenever you see eyes up in a tree, like me standing next to this bookshelf, if I wasn't here, you wouldn't have a guesstimate as to how big it is, right? Without any surrounding context.
Yeah.
And so there was a TV show that will go unnamed. We'll look up some reruns of it, but they actually did an experiment on Mothman where they put red reflectors, like light reflectors, up in the tree of different sizes. And when people drove through and the lights would reflect, they couldn't guess how big whatever was or how big the eyes were reliably because of the distance and dark and having no reference around it.
Oh.
Right?
That's how they thought it was two eyes.
So they think it could be a sandhill crane. And I got a couple pictures of sandhill crane, a blue heron, and a barn owl here. Okay?
All right.
And then the picture of him, that one from the TV show in 2016 up top. Don't worry about that one yet. We'll come back to that. But right now, just look at the picture of the birds.
All right.
So the ones with the red head at the top, those are sandhill cranes. So imagine, again, you don't ever see those. And one night you come across one, and that's what it looks like. Right? Your lights hit it. You think that its head is glowing red. Boom. And then below that is a blue heron. We have those here. Like, yeah, we actually have blue herons here. I saw a couple at the lake. I went for a drive.
I see how they get it wrong, but the fact that their head's small and they have a long beak, I'm like.
Well, remember, neither one of the couples said they could tell the shape of the head.
They said face. They couldn't see.
Well, that's kind of a big part of the head. They just saw big glowing eyes and nothing behind them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, if you've never seen it before.
That red thing, what's that called again?
The redheaded one's the sandhill crane. And the one below it is the blue heron. And then the owl is a barn owl. If you go up, that next picture, that gray, black and white, that's the picture the guy took, right? It looks like something that has wings and feet, right? You see the wings and you see the feet?
Feet does look exactly like it, all bent
up. Or do you see an owl carrying a snake?
It looks more like a crane. Because of how long the feet are.
But here's the thing.
See the owl flying picture here?
Yeah, but also it doesn't have long feet.
But so what do you think? So Mothman, real or not real?
Not real.
Not real?
I say 3% for real, and I say...
Wow.
Then I say, wow. Really? Yeah.
And then, that's so lamely noncommittal.
Nah, actually, not real. I say
wow.
Not real.
Well, I mean, so but
I
let's
say not real. Not
but
real.
Let's look at the economic impact of it.
Even
right?
if he was real, I am actually like gonna have nightmares about him. But don't
okay,
worry.
He's real. But so let's talk about the economic impact real quick. So Point Pleasant, right, has a 12-foot-tall statue, and they have a museum for Mothman.
What does the statue look
it's
like?
It's a mothzeum.
It's pretty neat. I'll show you a picture of it. I didn't.
Yes.
All right.
I'll show you after.
Yes. This.
All right.
It kind of. It honestly looks kind of like a weird mantis tiger thing to me. I can't explain it, but it's neat looking. But so they have a statue. They have a museum. They have a yearly Mothman event that brings 10,000 to 12,000 people. And 10,000 to 12,000 people. Need places to stay, food to eat, buy gas for their cars, buy Snickers bars, buy Monster energy drinks, cups of coffee. They buy a bunch of Mothman swag at the Mothman Festival, right?
Yeah, they need a Mothman.
So it works as a great way to bring economy.
Mostly Ohio,
West Virginia.
We'll start. Okay, what?
Here's the thing. The Mothman thing, where is it? Where is it at?
Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Or Ohio.
Oh, my God.
And that was what I was saying.
So they have the festival. People show up. It brings money to the town, right?
Brings, millions of dollars.
Yeah, so let's say you were a Japanese monastery, right?
Okay.
And as a monastery does, be it a Japanese Shinto, Buddhist, whatever monastery, temple, whatever you want to call it, whatever they call it. Sorry to be offensive.
Where are you getting at?
What I'm getting at is those places live off of donations, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to back up a little bit. And let's say your Japanese Buddhist temple monastery had a chance to get a haunted doll whose hair kept growing.
Okay, cool.
And so that means now people want to come see this doll, and with them comes
money.
Exactly. Let's say you see a giant 7 to 8 foot tall monkey man out in the woods of the Pacific Northwest or Northern California, right? And you're the first place where they did a video. Maybe you're the first mountains where they got the sounds of these things. And now a bunch of people come in to your little tourist traps, to your diners, to your gas stations, to your Bigfoot museums, and they bring with them
money.
Yeah, and so you see how local lore, local legends, right? These cryptids.
Yeah.
They also help to bring commerce to areas that otherwise might not ever see that much money.
Have you still been seen a lot?
That's the thing. And so Mothman really dried up. All after that, there's no more Mothman. But some people claim to have seen Mothman in Chicago
Chicago.
Yes, in Chicago before some stuff happened at the airport. Like, oh, that people reported seeing this flying creature. It must have been Mothman because he knew about the bridge thing too, right? And there was a problem at the airport. Some people have said that they saw the Mothman before an apartment bombing in Russia, right? And so...
Oh, why was the apartment getting bombed?
Okay, look, kid, this isn't one of those podcasts, but that hotel, that apartment was bombed for very, very specific reasons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this isn't one of those podcasts. All you have to know is it was a bad guy. But yeah, so Mothman has still been seen, but people don't put too much thought into sightings of Mothman in modern times as they do Bigfoot. Mothman is always going to be the most popular of the Appalachian cryptids, right? Because in Appalachia, that mountain range out east,
yeah,
the Appalachian Mountains, in that region, states aside, just that region where the mountains are, because the mountains themselves are like their own culture. But in the Appalachia lore, the Mothman is like the one that got out into the main time, the big time, like mainstream, because that's where you're going to get the not deer legends. You're going to get all sorts of like weird pigmen, you know, or the squonk, which we will talk about, the crying beast. Yeah, man, we got some stuff to talk about. This was kind of a short one, though. So what do you guys think? Mothman, cool. Mothman, meh.
Mothman, cool.
So we'll go. We'll put the museum down on our list of places to go.
Yeah. All right.
Like the little.
I would love to go. Yeah. All right. Anyway. As always, thank you for coming out. Thank you for listening. You can like, comment how wonderful and subscribe. Witty and charming we are.
Comment Mothman lovers if you love Mothman.
No.
Is it?
That's ridiculous.
Comment hashtag I love Mothman.
Anyway, well, this still isn't.
Do it or else.
Anyway, you can always subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, on Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts, like Pocket Casts or Overcast or anywhere else.
Or Snapchat.
No.
Wow, we will not be on Snapchat.
Never.
Oh,
never,
my never, gosh. Ever. That's the fate worse than death. All right. Well, this is Dad signing off. Goodbye.
Bye, boy.
Finish. Goodbye.